there was a time, I'll be honest, probably about a week or two ago, where I was just like, I don't know if I can really do this anymore, because it's draining, and even to the point where like I try to ignore it.
All right, guys, welcome back to the NFG podcast, or No Fucks Given podcast, unfiltered and everything. Before we start, make sure to comment, like, and subscribe, and make sure to turn those post notifications on. And let's welcome our guest.
What's up, B-Hizzle?
B-Hizzle, B-Heart.
Very excited to be here, boys.
I'm very excited to have you here.
I don't know whether to be excited or terrified, because normally I know what goes into these.
Yeah, normally
but I don't know what they're talking about. I genuinely don't know the questions, so please go easy.
Please go easy, okay.
Don't go easy, but then go easy.
We'll try to ease into it.
We'll ease into it. All right. First off, I'm curious. When did you start getting into filming and editing? And how did you get into the business? Exactly.
So basically, what a lot of people might not know is I have a background in healthcare. So basically, like, I worked in a hospital for 3 years before, like, I actually came out to LA. Mm-hmm. And I have a Bachelor of Science in Clinical Laboratory Science and an MBA in Healthcare Management.
God damn. Shit.
So some might say that I'm semi-intelligent.
Oh, okay. So... Yeah. You talk about intelligence. Who do you think the most intelligent person is you've met, like, in since you've been in LA, like in the social media scene, I guess? Like a really like
intelligent?
Like a I don't know how to explain it. Like someone that you think is like,
bro, I don't know how y'all do this. It is hot.
Yep. I'm telling you, your butt's going to be sweating by the end of this, Brian. And
this is my face red? I feel like I'm a little overheating.
You're
going to
understand
right now.
Our pain by the
end
of
okay,
this.
It's okay. It's okay. Wait, where did you get a bubbly from?
Yeah.
I brought it from home.
You know, that kind of upsets me. I wish I had water, but it's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
So, dude, no, I'm, I don't know why I'm nervous, but it's weird.
No, you're good. You're good. It's okay.
So basically, like, when I was like working in the hospital mm-hmm. and everything, I started like watching a bunch of like YouTube, mm-hmm. like back when like Logan Paul was vlogging and like Casey Neistat was like a huge inspiration for me. And, I started like making YouTube videos, or no, I started just watching, and then like for whatever reason, I was like, "Oh, this looks kind of fun." And this was while working full time in a hospital,
yeah, mm-hmm.
and like just trying to like this was when it was like still like a hobby for me. Yeah. It wasn't mm-hmm. like quite like a passion yet, but it was more of like a hobby. And I kind of just like bought like a little G7X and just started like making my own videos. I had no idea how to edit, nothing. And I bought like a drone, which was a really dumb purchase because back then it was a lot of money. At least it is still a lot of money. But like right now it's like, I mean, they're expensive. They're not cheap. And it's like, if you break it, it's like $2,000 gone.
No. Yeah.
So I started doing a lot of like drone stuff, and I would like just go on random trips, like by myself, and like make videos mm-hmm. and put them on my YouTube channel. I get like 10 views, and it's been like 10 hours making the video, but it was mm-hmm. fine. No,
self-taught.
It's fine.
It's fine.
Yeah.
It's
okay. And but in the process, I learned that I like being more kind of behind the camera mm-hmm. than in front of it. I don't mind being in front of it, but like, I like kind of the cinematography and the creative aspect. Oh, yeah. And then I met some people, and they were like, they would put together like videos of like different like apartment complexes in Dallas. Mm-hmm. And they were like, yo, we'll throw you some cash to do like a little drone video for this apartment building. And I was like, sure, why not?
Yeah,
and then I made this. Like, it took me like probably 30 minutes there of like shooting and maybe like an hour to edit, and it was like a 1 minute video, and I made like $500.
Was that in LA?
No, that was still in Dallas.
Really?
Did you grow up in Dallas?
I grew up in Houston.
You grew up in Houston.
I grew up in Houston, and then went to school like up until I was like 18. I was like in Houston, and then after that, I went to school at Texas Tech in Lubbock for 4 years, and then moved to Dallas and got a job in a children's hospital.
Oh, nice.
So that was your job before you decided to move to LA and do...
Like, this was, like, way before I wanted to do anything video-related. And once
was this
like,
before you had your own channel?
Well, so I started my channel when I got, like, the G7X.
Oh, okay.
So I had, like, again, I had no idea what I was doing, and I made this, like, just made my own content, and like my friends at the time were like, I kind of forced them to be in it, but at the time, yeah. I mean, it was, I was like, I knew no other people doing what I did. Mm-hmm. And then I got that one like real estate gig, and it was kind of cool. And they hired me for like a few more gigs, and I'm like, this is dope. I'm getting paid to make a video.
Yeah,
that is
like at the time that, when I was working sick, a full time job in a hospital, and then getting paid extra cash on the side to make a video, like. To
and
me,
like
that
you
was
also,
really cool.
I mean, and I assume you enjoyed doing it too.
Oh, like, well, yeah. I mean, it was a lot of fun. And I was like, and then by that point, I knew that I kind of wanted to work in like the social media space as I was watching all these YouTubers and like Peter McKinnon and Casey Neistat. Mm-hmm. And by that point, I knew that like LA was sort of the place to do that. Right?
Yeah.
And I knew no one in LA.
So who was your first connection that you made? Like, who do you think really helped you like get into?
I would say so I left my job in Dallas at the hospital and I moved up to Colorado where my parents live. And then I spent like a month just trying to make connections in LA while living in Colorado, which is really hard when you're like literally not in the same state.
No, yeah. I mean,
let alone the same city. And from there, I was like just emailing like so many people and DMing so many people, like just different influencers and creators that I would follow or that I would find. And eventually I got like a few responses, but they weren't promising.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then I decided, you know what? I had never actually been in I'd never been to LA before, and I wanted to move here, but I'd never actually been here.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever like wanted to move somewhere,
there? That's kind of how it was. I don't know. It felt like that when we moved back to California from New York. I don't know. Even though like we had already lived in California, it's like I was like probably like four. I don't even have memories before New York, to be honest. Like
that makes sense.
But I can understand that feeling of like moving to somewhere you've never actually like, or it feels like you've never been. You don't know shit about the place. Like,
well, right, and it's like it's just. I figured I was like, I should probably just go visit, right? Mm-hmm. So I somehow reached out to this person who was like trying to just fill a room just temporarily. So I came out here for a week, rented a car, and then during that time used that opportunity to try to meet more people and DM more people. And I hit up this dude named McKinsey, and he's sort of like my day one. So his name is McKinsey Day. I don't know if his actual last name, but that's what he went by on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And he had worked with like Jake Paul, like Team 10, and all of them, and done a bunch of like videos. Yeah,
back in the Team 10 days.
So like he was obviously very well connected, and I hit him up and I was like, yo, like I'm in LA for like a couple more days. Just name a time and place. Like I'll shoot for free, just for like, resume. And he said, yo, like I'm down. Meet me at this like part. It was like 10 p.m. on this parking garage in Hollywood, like the night before I was flying back to Colorado. Mm-hmm. And I was like, all right, cool, I'll be there. And we shot these like really cool like smoke bomb photos in Hollywood at like 10 p.m. And then went out that night. I told him what I was trying to do and like trying to like live out here. And he like gave me a lot of like really good advice. And it was my first, like that's like my day one. Because then a week later, I got an opportunity from one of those like people I'd emailed. It was a real estate agent. It's like, yo, I got this property in Malibu if you want to shoot it this weekend. Granted, it was Wednesday. And he wanted me to shoot. I was back in Colorado already. He was like,
and he wanted you to come back and shoot.
I packed my car that night and I was on the road the next day. And I was
yo,
McKinsey.
You drove from Colorado.
I was like, yo, McKinsey, I'm on my way. And he was like, all right, cool. You can stay at my place in Glendale. And so I had a place to stay for a month.
Glendale. That's crazy. Yeah. The amount of memories at Glendale now.
Yeah. Well,
to, like,
I mean,
first time at Glendale.
Yeah. Cause that was like my first place in LA. And so
that's crazy.
I like during that first month, like living with him, and he's like super well connected, and just getting to know and him and meet all of like so many people through him allowed me to sort of meet everyone that I've met today. Because through him, I met this dude named Diamond. Through Diamond, I met Piper. And then through Piper, I met Gavin.
I was just about to say, how did you end up meeting Gavin? But I still don't necessarily understand, because that was a while ago.
How long have you been in California?
That was back...
I've been here like, for 4.5 years.
Four and a half years.
A little... about 4.5 years, I'd say.
Really?
So May of 2018.
Damn.
Is that how long you've been living out here? Or did you go to LA before that?
No, so my week visit was a week before I moved out here.
Oh, shit.
Because my move was last minute. It was literally like, I'll never forget like that night, because it was funny because that day I had actually just bought a new car because I had a 4Runner.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. so that day, it was like that Wednesday after I'd already been back in Colorado after being in LA. I was back in Colorado for a couple days, and I switched out. I traded in my 4Runner, got the Kia that I had, mm-hmm. which is more gas efficient. Kia. Yeah, you remember the Kia?
I do.
It was so much more gas efficient, and that's the night that I got that email. And then I literally packed up my car that night and then drove 10 hours the next day, and then the remaining 7 hours
Damn.
That Friday. And I didn't even go straight to McKinsey's place. I met him at a photo shoot in Beverly Hills.
It's the first place you went was a
literally
photo shoot.
The first place was like this.
What time was it when you
house.
Got there? Like
it was like 10 a.m. No, it was like 11 a.m.
Dang.
Well, because it was funny the night after, because I drove from Colorado to Utah, and then from Utah that night I still was staying at an Airbnb, and I just could not sleep that night because I was so anxious just to get here the next mm-hmm. day. I woke up at 3 a.m. and just drove.
Dang. Did you have any like second thoughts about moving here? Or
100%.
Like, really?
Yeah. I mean, I can imagine. Because, I feel like most people do
so
when
like
it's their
first
time.
Yeah.
Because my parents are very like traditional, like old school. And my mom literally told me, I want you to have two things before you go out there. A place to live and a job lined up. I had neither of those. Well, I had a temporary place to live.
Yeah.
But I didn't have like a full-time like paying job.
Yeah.
I kind of mm-hmm. told myself, I was like, okay, I'm going out here with the intent of not making any money for 3 months. And by the second, after the first month, I was making like money at this situation in Beverly Hills, which again, needle in a haystack kind of scenario.
Yeah.
But like that, because people ask me, oh, how'd you get your start? Well, my start is so rare and so unheard of that it rarely happens.
Like a lot of people who come to LA do it in like the same fashion where they don't have anything lined up, they don't have any connections, jobs.
You gotta have the connections,
you know,
like, prior to getting out.
It ends up not going in
because
if
you
way.
Don't, then it's like LA will eat you up and spit you back out.
And I know damn well like you probably had to work very fucking hard to get to like
I mean, because I'm that first month, even like my first like, because I was like with McKinsey, mm-hmm. like mm-hmm. he lives in New York now, but like during New that York? First month, I was like basically his like right hand guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And within the first week, or no, even the first night, I helped him do a music video for Chad Tepper.
The first night.
Oh, you know Chad?
Yeah,
he's like a really good friend of mine now. And that first night he was like, yo, I'm shooting a music video for Chad, come through. I was like, all right, cool. So I went with him and we shot that. And then like the next day we went to like this house in Beverly Hills, which is the house that I ended up kind of living at for the next 6 months.
Mm-hmm. I just had to yawn. I don't know why. I think it's because it's warm and I'm a little tired. Yes. But Jesus, I feel like, I don't know. Sometimes I don't understand like how you didn't get your, like when you came to LA, you didn't get an actual job at all.
No.
You weren't nobody's employee or anything.
No, like, I mean, I was literally freelance the whole time. Like
that is a crazy situation.
I would say, well, prior to Gavin, I was working with like Stroh and Twan and all them. And I edited for Twan for about, I'd say like 6 months.
Really?
But prior to that, I was editing for Gabby Hanna.
Oh shit. I remember you.
Like that was like a couple months, and that was probably the first like consistent editing job that I had was her. And then I met like Stroh and them and became really good friends with them, started editing like with them and their team for a while. And then that was around the exact same time that I started working with you guys and Gavin, like literally around the same time. And remember when Gavin would get so mad, he's like, oh, where are you going? Why aren't you here? Like I was going to like their studio. It's like,
Remember that? Oh my God.
Yeah. Dude,
bro, just brought
so
back
mad
a memory.
About that.
I do remember.
So pissed off
he would literally
that.
Be like I'd be like, where'd Brian go or something? And he'd be like,
you'd give me so much shit for it. So much.
I know.
But like, I mean, at the time, like, you know,
I feel like Gavin always has some sort of shit to
Everyone's got to eat, you know, everyone's got to like make their bread. They got to do what they got to do. And like, I mean, I think it made me sort of better and more efficient at kind of doing what I do, like editing and filming and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And my story is very, it's just so uncommon.
No, yeah. It takes responsibility. Yeah. It takes being smart, like to be, and obviously
and
like a lot
driven.
Of, yeah, you have to have a lot of fucking
dedication.
Like,
because like even the first like those 2 days, like imagine you're driving 17 hours. Well, I split it into 2 days, but just imagine driving 17 hours into a situation that you
don't know the
literally
outcome of.
You don't know how it's gonna work. You have no idea how it's gonna work. You
most
don't know
people
how you're
would say, "Fuck
it.
No, I don't know what's gonna happen."
Yeah. But like I told myself, I was like, I don't care how I'm gonna make it work, but I'm gonna make it work.
That's exactly
I'm gonna
the
do what I have to do.
To
I'm gonna
that,
do what
though.
I have to
That's
do
good.
To just make it work because this is what I want to do.
Yeah.
And like I didn't. People would ask, "Oh, what's your plan B?" Well, I mean, I have like a sort of a fallback, but it's not what I want to do.
Yeah. It's so. Like you have your one set goal and you worked for
There's
it.
Only a plan
right.
A. There's
what?
Only a plan A.
Your plan B
for you, there was
A.
only a plan A. Exactly. Your
oh, they
plan
said
B
planet.
Is plan A. No, not
it's like,
planet.
What are you talking
what?
About?
No, we ain't in outer space, Brian. But Sweet Home Alabama, Jesus.
Sweet Home Alabama.
Oh my gosh.
I'm very
speaking cute. Of that, are you dating your sister, Brian?
What?
You have are a you, sister? Wait, yeah. What the fuck?
What'd you just ask me?
Nothing. No, nothing.
All right,
what'd you say about my sister?
Oh, that was about some TikTok I saw or something. But that was a while ago. He didn't know you had a sister, though. That's crazy.
Yeah. Wait, you have a sister?
I do. She is a real estate agent in Dallas.
Oh, for real?
Well, it's funny because she worked in PR for probably, what, like 2 years? And she hated it. She absolutely fucking hated it. And then she all of a sudden had like, it was really funny. Not funny, but like I'd say 8 months ago, she decided she didn't like it. And she quit mm-hmm. that job. And she told herself she was going to do like real estate stuff. Mm-hmm. And she worked at it and she got her like certification and testing done. And now she's already sold like multiple homes.
That's Dang. Crazy. That's
yeah.
crazy.
So
it runs in the family being driven.
Yeah. Literally going from a
that
clinical lab
discipline.
Scientist
that
to a videographer and editor.
Jesus.
Talk
fuck.
About a 180.
You, I mean, that's crazy to think though. Like you could have been something completely different. You
yeah.
could have been well, in a completely different field. Really.
I mean, my original plan A when I was in like high school and college was to be a surgeon.
Yeah,
like a cardiothoracic
dude, I can't,
surgeon.
I can't imagine you being a surgeon.
Yeah.
Really?
I can.
Your mom
but
says
I can't.
That she can all the time.
Like
okay,
I can,
see
but
it,
I can't.
But like,
I don't know how to say it. Like,
because we're so used. Because
when I think
but
of doctors and surgeons, I just think of oh, they're the people who open up your stomach or something, or like they.
But
open,
I'm so like logical thinking and black and white.
Yeah.
There's no gray area for me.
Yeah, no, that sounds like my dad almost.
Like there's no gray area, and your mom
yeah.
always says. You gotta look at the gray area. No, I'm not gonna look at the gray
there
area.
There is no gray
There's
area.
No gray area. It's just black and white.
Yeah, exactly.
But
at the end of the day, I don't know.
Yeah. Dude, you've changed a lot. I've
oh, no.
changed,
I was,
and you've
I was
changed
about to
a
say,
lot,
since
too.
Since I first met you, like...
What was your first impression of me?
It's so weird, because, like, I don't even know how to explain it, because I was, like... I remember I was, like, on my Xbox and shit. This was back when I was, like, an introvert, like, mad introvert.
Yeah,
like,
you were really quiet.
All I did, I didn't speak to people. I had probably, like, two friends in school. Like, I got bullied and shit.
Yeah.
Like, so I just, like, would always go in my room and play Minecraft or some shit, or, like, hop on my Xbox, play Call of Duty. And I remember one night, my mom was like, we're having someone come over to talk to Gavin about YouTube or some shit. And I was like, it was something along those lines. It was a while ago, so
yeah.
It's a little foggy. But
it wasn't that long. I mean, it was three,
I mean,
three and a half
to remember
years.
The exact words
yeah.
a little bit. But yeah. no, and I was like, oh, okay. Like, and I was just like, I'll just stay in the living room, like, and play my game. And you got there, and instantly I was like, who the fuck is this? Like
who the fuck is this?
Who's this? Who is this dude? He looks like 18.
oh my god!
And then I figured out your age
Bro.
Like a little while after that. I was like, what?
And the fun, yeah. The funny thing was, is you guys. That's when y'all lived in Yorba Linda.
Yeah.
And I would live. I think I lived. Oh, where was that? I want to say I was either in Beverly Hills or Hollywood at the time.
That's so weird.
At first, I went to your house. Took me almost 2 hours. And then I was there for like maybe 45 minutes and then drove another 2 hours back. And then from since that moment, I've hated driving to Orange County. Hated it. I hate it.
Okay.
I hate driving in traffic. Like a couple of years ago when I didn't live here,
Orange County traffic
like,
yeah. sucks.
30
Orange
minutes
County traffic
to me,
is worse.
30 minutes of driving used to suck. Like I hated it. And now it's literally...
And
am I every day?
Now it's
yeah.
now it's
I live
worse 25 though.
Minutes
like,
from here.
Having to drive to OC now is like it's the freeways
it's
are
bad.
Always clogged. There's always accidents. There's so many cops.
We were literally
like,
in that area today. Well, not quite, but it was like
a
it was like
bit.
50 minutes to get there and then an hour 10 to get back.
Yeah.
50 was, minutes,
yeah.
really?
Bro, from the
Jeez.
The
it's
other
only
day,
to take
the,
like 40.
The other day we drove from Beverly Hills to here. It took an hour 40.
Yeah, Cali traffic's just
fucked. It was 35 miles, and it's like an hour and 40 minutes.
And the, like the traffic from, like, let's say Hacienda Heights to wherever over in LA, like Beverly, for example, like you said, like that distance is similar to the distance from here down to OC, but like it takes so much longer to get into LA because the traffic there is like twice as bad as like
Cali traffic's just bad in general.
Yeah, like in general, you had
traffic at like 11:50 last night.
Yeah,
like, on the way home.
it was because. I was like, oh, well, like, I'll make it home before 12. And I was like, oh, no, I won't, because literally there was one lane.
Yeah.
Like, all the lanes were shut besides one lane.
At what time?
Lane.
It was like 11:40, 11:50.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. It was like, yeah.
That's usually takes, like, no time to get home.
No, I know. Yeah, normally it takes me, like, it was unexpected 30 minutes. Fuck. It's not bad at all.
Yeah. Well, like, when I lived downtown, it was usually, like, average, like, 30. And on, like, a bad day, it was, like, 40-45 if it was literally like during traffic hours.
No, but also at the Yorba Linda house.
Are you gonna drink that?
Yes, that's why I'm holding it, because I'm trying to make sure no one takes it.
I'm gonna need
me.
Another packet then.
That was the Jake.
Was this his?
I give it to him.
Oh, that sucks, bro.
It's my present.
We can share half.
Oh,
and
we
half.
Can share our.
It's not gonna be the same.
What's your point?
You gotta have your
We're
own.
We're sharing a drink.
You can't have your cake and eat it too.
I never. What? I've heard that phrase so many times, and
I don't know what it means.
It.
I don't know what it means either. I just was saying it for
what
no reason.
No, what does it mean?
I pulled it out my ass.
You have your cake and eat it too.
I don't understand. Someone.
You
someone.
No, please, someone. Tell
somebody
me
needs
what
to
that
explain what that means at some too. Point
you
in the comments.
So, like,
comments.
So, like, imagine this is your cake.
Yeah.
And
he's giving me his phone as a physical embodiment of cake.
You can't have it and eat it too. Well, so you can only have it, but you. I don't understand it. It doesn't make any sense.
I think it's saying like it's double. I feel like it has something to do with double standards.
Usually,
like,
that makes sense.
Yeah,
double standards. Yeah.
Yeah. Like you can't have someone do something and then expect them to not do it to you too, because like that would mean it's only benefiting you.
Yeah,
like
I usually just
situation.
Say
I don't know.
I usually just say it's not a one way street.
Yeah, exactly. Like who the fuck says like people in the UK? You can't have your cake and eat it too. Like, I'm sorry, I don't hear people say that.
Why do you use UK people as an example?
Yeah, why?
Because I just think of, like, Queen Elizabeth cake. Like, I feel like it all relates. What's up, Gavin? Gavin, do you have anything to say about Brian on this podcast that you think some fans need to know?
What do you have?
I want some spicy stuff.
I can still hear you. Bro, just tell the... Share with the class. Come on.
Share with the class.
Please.
Wait, what? What?
Secrets don't make friends, Gavin.
Yo, Brian. Okay, so...
Oh boy!
I've got a question.
Oh, dude, he's smiling.
I don't like where this is going.
So who's right?
We're not putting that
no.
in. No, for real.
Talk about it.
All right. So just say
you have an ex.
We didn't even. We went on like two dates.
That's like.
Right, she wasn't like my girlfriend.
How long was the connection with you and her?
Probably no more.
Okay,
than
when
a
was
month.
Your last girlfriend?
Oh, not even a month.
Like legitimate relationship.
Legitimate relationship.
Do you really want to know?
I might.
How many relationships have you been
in? I don't know.
In?
Like serious ones, like two.
Oh, shit.
That's a good thing.
Like
though.
serious
thing.
Ones, like two. My last serious one was, it was when I was living in Dallas. So not even in LA.
Damn.
Like literally
well,
not even
I feel
in
like,
LA.
Well, ever since you moved here, you've just been on your grind.
Well, okay. Yeah, that was it. Hey, boys, you want to share it with the class? Feel free.
Brian sounds like a teacher,
bro.
Like a elementary
literally
school teacher.
Literally every day.
Would you like to share with the class?
No, for real.
If Brian looked older, I could see him being a teacher.
I could see you being a teacher when you're in like
I could
70s
I can't
or
be a teacher.
80s.
Why? You don't have patience with kids.
Yeah,
it's not that.
That's part of it.
No, I mean,
imagine 100 Gavins.
Oh no!
Oh,
out.
You'd
I'm
lose
out.
Your shit.
I'm out. No. I'm good. No, Mike. No, but so back to like when I moved to LA, like you said earlier, like with having no sort of like permanent, consistent income lined up, like I knew that I had to like work, and
work.
Yes.
And twerk.
No,
that booty.
No, and
if
I knew,
it came down to it, would you work at a gentleman's club?
A pole dance?
Absolutely not.
Never.
Dude, they
would
make
you?
Bread.
If it really came down to
dude,
it,
if it really,
I was at the last of my lines. I think me and Gavin both would.
He goes,
Gavin's like, don't
he
put
goes,
that
nah.
He's
that
capping, on. But, you know, I think if it
but
really
no,
came
so
down
like,
to it, that's
when
great.
I mean, when I moved out here, like, I knew that I want to be like, I need to be kind of established and financially stable before I really start seriously pursuing anyone. Because like I was in my previous, like, two, like, serious relationships, I value the time that is spent with that person. And I literally tell, like, Gavin and Teresa all the time, and you probably, like, because they're always like, oh, you need to find a girlfriend. Why don't we have a girlfriend?
You don't have time.
I probably do, but then if I had a girlfriend, you guys would never see me because I'd probably be with that person the majority of the time.
Motherfucker gonna be a simp if he dates someone.
It's like, I'm not a simp.
It's like all the free, well, yeah, we can obviously tell. He's had opportunities and turned them down.
Yeah.
Pretty recently. Exactly. There's a few I can think of.
Oh, I don't remember. I don't know.
That's fine.
A couple photographers, you know.
Oh my God. We don't need to get into that.
I won't say nothing.
We don't need to
say nothing.
Oh, okay, that's getting cut out.
Okay.
No names.
No name.
So there was a photographer that you were in the talks with. Or that was like, it was something in the air.
Brian was
But there was no talks. It was all one-sided.
Brian's
it was like,
was
oh, this
throbbing.
Person thinks you're cool. I'm like, okay, cool. I don't feel the same way.
Brian on that pimp shit.
Excuse me, sir.
Yo, turn your ringer off, bro.
Okay.
Oh, no.
So for the amount of time, so you've been filming for how long, like filming and editing for people?
For like overall?
Yeah.
Like full time?
Full time.
I mean, really, ever since I moved out here. So
like four and a half.
4.5 years.
So 4.5 years. In that time, so I like haven't been around for that long. Like I haven't really been in the industry, but like I've also experienced so many like either really good people in the industry and good experiences and some really like shitty experiences. Like this kid's a joke. What is, like, you don't have to say names, but can you tell me, like, a time where, like, how do I say this? Is there a time where there's, like, a person where you're, like, bro, like, never again? Like, is there a really bad experience that you've ever had with filming and editing?
As far as people who do what I do?
No, like working as with, the people you're working with, like...
Like, who's...
In
like,
general.
Oh, have you had like bad experiences working with people?
Yeah. Yes. Absolutely.
What were they like?
So I've worked with people who are unnecessarily and over the top picky and so critical on like feedback and notes on edits. And I mean, I've worked with people who like have no feedback and are super chill and super grateful with whatever I'm giving them. And I've had people who literally like I won't say the name of the person, but I'll give the scenario.
Yeah.
They gave me, so they needed a video to come out, so it was a Thursday, and their videos went out Friday, and they don't do premieres, so they just like uploaded them. It was around like 3 PM is when they normally upload. They gave me the footage at 9 PM on the Thursday night, and needed it by the next day, but then there had to be like time for revisions and feedback because that person always had a lot of feedback. Like,
were they the type of people where like you wish you could just be like, if you like have this in, why don't you just do it? Like,
well, they did, but prior.
Oh,
so
really? Oh,
this person, they edited their own stuff prior to like me being their editor. So, like, when you have that experience and that knowledge, you're kind of more prone and able to be more particular and describe exactly what you want.
Because you know you've been through it.
Exactly. And so they gave me the footage 9 PM the night before. I went home and those edits took like 8 to 10 hours. And I stayed up all night and I did my best. And I went to bed at like 7, 8 in the morning, sent them the edit. I slept for like 2 or 3 hours. I woke up to an onslaught of messages like, this is terrible. This needs to be redone. This is awful. Like, why didn't you cut this? That, like, just ongoing messages. You know, like that pit feeling in your stomach you get when someone's just like not belittling you, but like making you feel like a piece of shit.
Yeah.
That's the feeling that I had. Because I just stayed up all the night, like the whole night before. And it was at that point I knew, I was like, this probably isn't the best person to keep working with. And eventually, shortly after, we parted ways, but you know,
I know who this is.
You probably do.
I have no clue. No.
I mean, I've told
you. I've had people
that are like really, really great to work with, but I mean, it depends on like, it depends on who they are and what the project is and if they have any sort of previous experience with riffs, giving notes and feedback and revisions. Because some people don't know what to look for. They're like, oh, this looks great. But, like, if you get to someone who does know, they'd be like, this sucks. Yeah. This piece of crap.
They're super picky with it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
can you please just whisper to me who it is? Because I'm so curious. I have no clue who that is.
Exactly.
I feel like he does.
They're a little... They've gone off the deep end as of late. That's all I'm going to say.
Fact.
Fallen off?
Not. Fact. I mean, I wouldn't say that, but there's just...
You know when people have, like, a very high point, like, where they're part of a spot,
oh, yeah,
right?
Because when I was editing for them, like, they were getting, like, really good views. Like, really good views.
And then some of those people just fall off. And
they hit their climax.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Yeah, yeah. Basically.
Yeah.
But, who do you think is your biggest inspiration, like, that you've met in L.A.? Like, is there anyone who you, like look up to or no?
I mean, well, so I will give one story. You know the coach sign, the neon coach sign that's in the entertainment room?
Oh, yeah.
The one that I sold you guys?
Wait, what?
Yeah. I bought it from someone. And so this person, I'll just give their name. It's Jeremiah. Jeremiah, yeah. He goes by That One Blonde Kid on Instagram. Mm-hmm. He's done, like, videography work for, like, the Chainsmokers, like, consistent, like, work. He's worked with them for, like, years. Like, that dude is, like, definitely one of, like, my biggest, like, I drew a lot of inspiration when I first started doing, like, videos and stuff. And I actually, he was one of the people that I DM'd prior to living in LA, before I moved even out here. And he responded back then. Mm-hmm. And then... moved out here, right? And then I never met the dude until I saw that he was selling that neon sign, and I was like, oh, it's kind of a cool opportunity. I could use a neon sign. It looks dope, and I get to meet this guy who I've looked up to for a couple of years. And I mean, getting to meet him and kind of, like, hear his story and explain what I'm doing and just, like, meet someone else, like, in the industry who does something very similar is, like, kind of cool. And, like,
when was this? When did you buy that sign?
It was probably, like, 2 months ago.
Oh, really?
It was recent.
It was recent?
Oh, yeah. Damn. Yeah, like recent. I bought it, and of course, I bought it, and it fit in my old apartment, but then I moved, and I was like, I don't know if I'm going to have room for this in my new place. So, yeah, Teresa wanted it, and I was like, all right, cool. But yeah, that, I mean, him, and then obviously I have, like, other people who I look up to who I've never met before.
Yeah.
Well, actually, there was one other guy, Rory Kramer. He's Bieber's videographer.
Yeah, I think... Yeah,
I met him a couple of years ago. He probably doesn't remember me, but, like, it was a very brief meeting, but I met him at that house in Beverly Hills that I was living at.
Oh,
there was
shit,
like this,
really?
It was like a party that we had at the house, and there were a ton of people there, and he was there, and I just went up and, like, introduced myself, and that was pretty much it.
Mm.
Haven't talked to him ever since. But I mean, that's kind of how I view myself with Gavin, is like Rory to Bieber is like me to Gavin. And that's sort of like the long term kind of end game that I see with Gavin.
Yeah.
And our working relationship.
Yeah. No, I agree. It's because it's like when you think about people who have editors, like a lot of the time people don't like editors don't necessarily become part of someone's family the way you have. Like,
yeah.
If that makes sense. Like,
I mean,
like,
well,
I don't know.
Yeah,
I feel
you're
like
really close.
Like, everyone's very close with you.
Yeah. I mean, because editing, it's something you can do it remotely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But also when it's like, when you're filming as well, like, you got to be in person, right?
Yeah, of course.
And when me being around all of this for 3.5 years, there's been a lot of crazy shit that's happened over the last 3 years.
Yeah.
And just, I mean, as a videographer and editor, I see it all. I hear it all.
You see people come in and out.
The good and bad, the ugly, the crazy times, like the good times, the good moments, the really, psychotic ones. Breakdowns included.
Yep. For
so,
sure that.
I think just, yeah, I mean, it's definitely allowed me to become, like, close with you guys because, I mean, I'm with you guys more than I'm literally with anyone else.
Yeah, no. I feel like sometimes I feel like, I wonder if Brian, like, goes out when he goes home. Like,
no, yeah,
like, I wonder where, like, Brian goes sometimes, like when he's not
here.
A
lot. I'm like, does he, like, have his own life out of this?
Yes and no.
Yes
I mean,
and
for
no?
Well, ever since like when I was like working with like Stro and all them, I was really close with them. I'm still really close with them, but like their group, they all used to like kind of live together. They like lived in one house, and now they've all kind of not parted ways, but they all kind of live separately. Like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They moved this way, or someone moved to Florida or whatever. And I think like those are like my like really good friends that are sort of my age. I consider yeah. like those like my generation friends.
Yeah.
And all of you guys are like your friends, but you're obviously a lot younger.
No, yeah. Yeah, no, it makes sense. I understand that.
So it's nice when I get to like, you know, hang out with people my own age as opposed to 15 to 18 year olds every day.
Yeah, no, that's honestly how I see it too. Like, I don't know, like there's like, for example, like Solo Flow, I think is a good example. Like,
yeah.
Like I'm close with him and like he's a great friend and all, but like I see him as like a, like.
How old is he?
I think he's 19.
Is he 20?
No, he's 20 now. He's 20 now.
I think he's 20.
When we first met him, he was 18.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. But he seemed a lot younger when we met him.
Yeah.
Like he way, did. I think he was like, he was 17 or 18.
He was a lot younger for sure. And I could tell he was a lot younger. Like he looks different now. He acts different, like all that shit. But
yeah.
Like that's how I compare it. Like I have my friends like Landon, like, mm-hmm. you know, fucking Nathan and, you know,
yeah,
all like.
Because you have like your friends who are like in the industry.
Exactly.
And then friends who are not in the industry.
Exactly. Literally. And then.
Because you got to have that separation.
Yeah. No, you have to. You can't like just hope and pray that every one of your friends you've met while working in the industry aren't just there for ulterior motives. Like, exactly. I don't know. That's how I view it. Like I wouldn't like. Because a lot of people, I feel like they have, like, especially young kids, young influencers who
yeah.
are in school and then blow up on TikTok, for example, or some shit. Mm-hmm. And then they make all these new influencer friends. Like, I don't know, just like, for example, Addison Rae, Chase Hudson, like all, that whole group and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they all became close, like Bryce Hall and shit.
Well, yeah, they started out in literally it's like, two big houses.
Yeah, but when you think about it, before any of them blew up, they all were normal kids with, like, normal friends and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Low-key. I mean, except, like, Bryce. Like, Bryce has always kind of had, like, a platform, even on Musical.ly and shit.
Oh, but, yeah, that's true. He did start out there.
Yeah, but, like, you know, like those people used to have day ones, and how I view it is like I want to keep my day ones. Like yeah. I want my day ones to be like mm-hmm. part of what I do, if that makes sense.
Oh, like, absolutely. But then it's funny because like even some of the people that I've reached out to prior to moving to LA, like one of them, there's this one girl, her name is Emily. She lives in Canada, but at the time she was out here a lot, like working with Jake Paul and Team mm-hmm. 10 and all them. And that's how I saw her. And I, of course, I like DM'd her prior to moving out here, and then we over the years we kept in touch, and then when she came to visit, we actually met like in person, and then like because she's a photographer and she does like mm-hmm. video stuff as well. But it's nice also having those sort of friends who do the same thing, but don't necessarily like they kind of just pop into LA like every so often. And,
yeah.
But yeah, I mean it's interesting how like things just kind of come like full circle sometimes.
Yeah.
Especially with people you meet. And they don't really know what their impact is. It might not be like an immediate impact, but it could be like a couple years later.
Yeah.
Everyone knows everyone in the industry is so small. Like, I feel like you're literally just like though it like, you know, it's the world a small place.
No, I agree. Yeah. I honestly small thought, world. I thought yeah. the industry, I was like, damn, bro. I'm like, at first I was like, this is like, I feel like there's a lot of people. I feel like it's very hard to get in contact with each other. And then like,
yeah.
like in the first like couple of months I'm like, bro, like everyone knows each other one way or another. Like it's like basically like
I'm gonna talk about it because I don't really give a fuck, but I have a good example of that, and it is when so basically,
hold on, who's vacuuming? All right, what?
Huh?
What?
Oh, nothing.
Why do you look suspicious?
I took a sip of your bubbly.
Oh, I don't care.
Yeah, that's fine. I waterfalled it. You're good.
You know,
you don't
hygiene.
Have to worry about the vid.
Monkeypox.
Monkeypox.
Hey, you can't say that. We're gonna get.
Oh yeah. I'm sorry. You didn't hear that.
Actually, I don't even know what the fuck monkeypox is. Wait, I'm not gonna lie.
You know what smallpox is?
No.
Okay, no. Well. Like I don't really understand. Teach. This is a good teaching opportunity for me because you used to be a medical professional.
Yeah, but I wasn't a doctor.
You were a medical professional.
I worked in a hospital lab.
Okay, I bet you know what monkeypox
is. I rarely saw patients.
What is monkeypox?
Give us a lesson.
I only know from what I've looked up over the last 2 days.
Do you get monkeypox from monkeys?
Well, that's where it originated from. But like, that's how some human must have gotten it from.
Well, yeah, because
again,
related,
I'm speaking on something that I literally have no idea. But it's all I know is...
Did they not teach you this?
I mean, probably. But again, that was years ago. I don't remember it.
Come on, Brian.
What happens if a friend is in...
You and your friend are in the African jungles. You get bit by a chimpanzee. What are you doing if you get back to America and he has monkeypox?
Well... Usually,
you gotta prior be there for your friend.
Prior to going, if you're smart, you get all the vaccines needed.
But if a monkey bites you, the vaccine's not gonna do shit. You're infected. That's wild, the point of the
vaccine.
No.
Supposedly.
Vaccines are for like airborne things, aren't they? Like
no, I mean it's
the chance of a vaccine fighting off like a virus though is way higher if it's like airborne though, right? Besides. Like other I mean, than
regardless, no, it's if you
let's
get
say
it
there's
or
a
not.
Monkey with monkeypox though, it bites you. You're screwed. Theoretically.
The thing is, monkeypox, I read this, so I don't know if it's 100% true. I read it, that it's not nearly as fatal as smallpox.
Is it?
It still hurts. Like, you get, like, blisters and stuff. And,
yeah,
like,
I
fever,
saw a
rash,
picture. It
nausea.
Like it was, like,
and they're
pimples.
Extremely it looks, painful, yeah, it and it usually disgusting. Goes away within, like, a week or two. But it can, like,
scared.
Scar your skin. It can literally scar
that's
you.
What I read, too. And I started getting scared because I swear
it's
I got like a
very,
pimple on my arm.
It's, it's very unlikely that it'll that it's fatal, but it's still... I wouldn't want to get that.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to get it either.
I told my roommate last night, I said, the first time that I hear about an acquaintance of mine getting it, done. I'm not leaving my apartment.
No, same.
No, I don't want to get that.
Once cases go up in Cali...
Like COVID was another situation, like... Right, like everyone made it seem like, scary, but it's really just another version of the flu to
me. Yeah, but
like,
monkeypox,
like.
It's like physical.
Yeah, like that's literally like it's altering your body.
I don't want
yeah,
my skin
that's
to be permanent.
Hurt,
I don't
like,
want my
if
skin
it's
to be
scarring. You know, it's
I don't
want to
deal
thing.
With that. Yeah. I'm good.
Like that, I don't know.
I don't know. I just I've dealt with COVID twice. It was like the flu. I don't want to get it again, but like I'd rather get COVID again than have to deal with monkeypox.
Yeah, same.
Honestly.
To me, COVID's like low-key just another cold.
Because I can't lay in my bed with
like
monkeypox comfortable.
Everyone's body like experiences it differently.
That's true.
You know, it's like not everyone's going to have the same symptoms. But I know people who are like a little bit younger than me, like older than you guys, but like this one person, I see him on Instagram. He has, I think it's called like long COVID. But it's like long term, or it's like residual COVID that lasts for months.
Yeah, because I've
heard
that.
And it's like debilitating. Like you can't do anything.
No, my mom like still ever so often like she's negative and stuff, but ever so often like couple days she can't smell or taste anything.
Yeah, ever since I had it, I feel like I don't know whenever I go to the gym, I feel like I'm just not my body's not the same.
You probably
as
lost
was
like
it was before.
Because I feel like it breaks down like
I feel like I just get like winded like way easier.
Yeah, but I feel like it breaks down a lot of the parts of your body. Like it just breaks down your immune system badly. And
I mean, it could.
I mean,
but
for
like,
me, it felt like
it's
bad.
Been like
for two, me,
yours
was bad.
Yours was
like,
bad.
I mean, lost a
mine
lot of weight.
Was
I lost all my muscle.
To explain
like,
it, this motherfucker had the physique of me after
like,
COVID.
Like, I don't even know if it
well,
was
I had
that
mine.
Bad.
I had mine
I mean,
pretty
I,
early.
I don't even know if it was. I think it was worse, bro.
Probably
like, I was
worse
so skinny.
Mine was early.
No,
it was like July.
Yeah, you got
like
yours,
2020.
Yeah, you got yours
way earlier than everyone.
I think the first time I had COVID was before COVID.
I was when I had COVID.
It was like last year. It was like August of last year.
Yeah, but it was at this house. You had yours at the Arcadia house.
It was
yes.
August of last year?
Him. Yeah, his.
No. When did we go to the Bel Air house? Or no, London Hotel.
That was last year. That was August of
that
last year.
That was August?
Yes.
What the fuck?
Dude,
it was
time,
August
time
of last
flies,
year.
No way.
As Drizzy Drake would say, time flies, eh? I swear to God.
Dude, that's weird.
I know. Like sometimes I think back. Literally, I was talking to, I forget who I was talking to about this the other day. It might have been like my mom, but, or maybe it was you. I was talking about how, like, it feels so weird because I feel like so much shit has happened, but it, like, when you look back on it, you think, like, wow, shit, all that really did happen really quick. Like, from the moment I met you at the Yorbalina house, for example, like, I feel like, fuck, that was a while ago, but it doesn't feel like
it. Doesn't
like
feel
it.
Like that long ago.
Like,
well,
it feels
I remember,
like, fuck, time just
I remember
flew.
When, like, I was, we hit, like, I hit, like, the 1 year mark of working with you guys, and I'm like, dang, I wonder, like, I mean, because I always... Again, I'm in it for like the long game, and I'm not just like I mean I've experienced like so many like a lot of good things, a lot of bad things, and it's like I've obviously I mean I'm loyal to you guys. You guys are loyal to me, and it's like why abandon that now, so to speak?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like I mean literally I've seen, like, there's a lot of people, and I tell Teresa this every day, there's a lot of people who do what I do who would have been gone a long time ago.
Yeah,
because all this stuff that's happened.
Like, just, you also have to think that there's a lot of people who come around,
so
like,
so much drama.
No,
I can understand
remember
that.
Remember
last
sure.
year when I like disappeared for like 3 or 4 months and then all of a sudden I hopped into like that Goat Fam video?
Maybe.
All right. But dude, all the drama, dude, I'm sorry.
I remember because he told me he was going to take a fat break from coming to the house and stuff because there was so much drama back at the time.
Yeah, like, I don't understand how you do it for that long because I literally had to take like 2-3 months.
Well, I mean, when I go home, like, I try to just kind of compartmentalize, like, mm-hmm. okay, when I'm here, it's, like, work mode. When I go home, it's, like, okay, chill. Mm-hmm. And I just, yeah, a lot of people ask me, like, how do you do it? How do you deal with it? And, I mean, honestly, I try to just, like, obviously, I see it. I hear it. I mean, there's no way to avoid it. Mm-hmm. But I just know that there's so many better things that I could be doing with my time mm-hmm. and my mental capacity mm-hmm. than focusing on, oh, this person said this to this person. Who the fuck cares?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
No, for real.
And that is one of the biggest reasons
It does not matter because, like, that person, if they said this or did this, great.
Okay,
that,
and?
Like, yeah, okay. I mean, what do you want, a cookie?
Like, yeah, exactly. For real.
Like,
exactly.
What about it?
But literally, like, that's the reason, like I have met him, for example, and, like, a lot of my friends yeah. outside of social media that I've just met from being, you know, out and about. Because, like, all the times I've met all these people was when I was just, like, days where I've left the house because I just didn't want to fucking deal with drama. Like, when I'm leaving the house, it's because I don't want to fucking deal with shit. Yeah. Like, it's normally when shit's going on. My mom notices especially. She's like, you've been going out a lot lately. Like, are you stressed?
Well,
and I'm like,
and
yeah,
even, like,
I
am. There's like, been, there have been, because people probably assume, or they can assume, or whatever, maybe they think, maybe they don't think about it. There have been a few times when shit's hit the fan and I'm just like, I'll think to myself, is this worth it? Mm-hmm. Is me, like, is it worth it to me to put myself through this again? Because the chances are, if it happened once, it can happen again. Mm-hmm. And it's clearly happened a few more times, mm-hmm. like ever since the first time that just things have fallen apart with this person or that person. And I mean, there's been like, there was a time, I'll be honest, probably about a week or two ago where I was just like, I don't know if I can really do this anymore because it's draining. And even to the point where, like, I try to ignore it the best I can.
It's,
when I, like,
sometimes it's impossible.
You can ask,
I'm just, I'll just try to bury my head down and work and just edits and whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'll put, like, if I hear stuff going on, I'll just put, like, AirPods in. And
that's
just,
literally what was going on for me, too. Yeah. I was ranting to you about it. I was like, bro, like, there's so much shit going on right now. Like, I'm stuck in my fucking room. Like, I was so pissed off because I had COVID and I had to deal with all that shit.
Yeah.
Every second, like, getting a call about this thing, call about the next, this person saying this
that. Like, I hate feel like I'm not one to, like, quit. Like, I hate starting something. And then not
but you can't
it
help but feel like
it.
Oh shit, this shit is literally draining every ounce of, like,
well, and also it's not draining
energy
from me,
but it's
but
you're the
watching it
too.
Drain,
it's
everyone, like, else,
exactly.
Yeah.
I've seen it drain so many people so many times, and it's the same, like, fucked up chaotic cycle every single time.
I know
it ends the same way every time, literally every time. And it's like, okay, maybe this will be the last time. Maybe this person will learn their lesson. Maybe we'll all just move on and focus on our own shit.
Yeah, and it's like, you know? There's always someone, and whenever any sort of drama gets started, that can't, like,
let it go.
Let some shit go, I feel.
Yeah.
Whatever party it may be, like, it always seems like people just don't like to let things go,
and
especially
then,
in this industry, especially with kids and parents. Like,
oh my God. I said to someone the other day, I don't remember who or what context, but I said, it's going to be really funny when everyone, like you guys and everyone that Gavin's been around over the last 3 years, when everyone is 18, they're all just going to hang out. Literally. I'm calling it now. Everyone is going to come back full circle. They're going to make amends and they're going to be like, damn, do you remember how, like, crazy our parents were?
No, yeah, at the end
they're going to find that to be relatable.
Yeah, at the end of the day, I feel like a lot of like friendships and like bonds that people have in the industry, like overall just get broken down just because of like,
yeah, I've had so many friendships just, like, and relationships fucked up because of it.
It is. And unfortunately I'm having to deal with both sides and I'm witnessing both sides happen. I've had, I won't name names, but I've had probably 3 or 4 different parents call me.
Hold up. Before we get into this, let's wrap up the video part, in my opinion.
Oh, man.
But
that sounds good.
We'll start. We're going to wrap this video part up, but we are going to be continuing this on all, what's the platform called? I don't know. We're going to be
streaming
platforms like Apple Music, Spotify, etc. I'm getting the hang of it.
Make sure to go check out NFG on Spotify and all other audio only platforms. And if you want to hear the next like 10 minutes of this podcast, go do that.
It's gonna be longer than that.
However
if
long
you want to hear all
goes,
the stories
like,
about the moms,
I got a lot of stuff to spill.
I can tell.
But yeah, we will see you guys soon. Adios.
Peace.
All right, I'm done
with this. So I've had literally, I'm not going to say names, so I've had
Landon,
probably
take a hold
three.
Of this. I have to go get a water real quick.
Gotcha. Oh my gosh. You don't want to hear this?
Wait, actually, yes, I do.
I've had like 3 to 4 parents call me crying.
Really?
Oh yeah. I've had literally like, because I'm sort of like I said, I hear everything. I hear like, both sides.
You're like a middleman.
Literally. Yeah. I'm the definition of middleman.
Yeah.
Literally. Like there's no other better way to put it. I hear everything. I see everything. I feel like people, and I'm not saying it's like a bad thing, but people somehow find it that they can confide in me, and which I respect. Like I feel like that's a good quality to have. Like you want to be able to kind of trust someone well enough to where like you can open up to them or confide in them or whatever. And I'm not gonna spill anything.
Well, yeah, because you also respect people's wishes. Yeah. Like if they don't want anything to be said, also your mentality for it, it's like, what's the fucking point?
Right.
Like why would I say this?
Well, yeah, because I know then if I say it, I'm putting myself involved.
And then you're part of the drama.
I don't want to be involved.
Yeah.
I literally would much rather go home and just watch Netflix for 2 hours.
Felt.
Versus sitting on Instagram or
seeing
or,
all the tea pages,
yeah,
seeing everyone
like,
comment
seeing
shit back and forth, like
stupid people
like
that have like posted
school.
This and commented this and tagged this. Like, okay, that's great and all, I feel like there's better things to do with your time.
I feel like a lot of, okay, this might be throwing some shade, but I feel like a lot of people who like have that are in that drama and stuff, I feel like they just like haven't gotten out of the. Something needs to be happening at all times. Like there needs to be something, and or et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
But bro, like,
and they're just like,
you gonna go get your water?
Yeah, I'm lightheaded.
No, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hot in here.
And then I also feel like a majority of like, what's it called? I feel like their maturity just isn't there. Like for instance, today while we were filming, that's an example. Like you see it, you listen to it, you're like. They just don't act their age. They act like the same maturity as like kids that I like.
Yeah.
Saw. Like drama I saw in freshman year was like similar.
Dude, like I've been to like I've done the high school thing. I've done the college thing. I even have a freaking master's degree. Yeah. Like I've experienced all that sort of drama, and I know that it's probably going to be in every sort of thing you do. Like there was even drama at, like the job I had in the hospital. Everyone kind of, it's like something that's just, you can't avoid it.
Yeah.
You know, it's always going to be there. It's always going to happen. Yeah. It's always going to just show its ugly face.
I just feel like it's a lot more than anything else here, bro.
Well, yeah. I mean, here it's.
It's also what people grow off of though, too. That's like.
Unfortunately. Yeah, it is. It's like in order to stay.
Relevant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like, you almost have to. Start some shit just to be noticed or, I feel like I'm falling off. Let me see what rumor I can start about this person.
Because like, it also sucks to say, but the audience people have now where like, they don't watch just to enjoy content. They watch to enjoy drama. Like, that's why drama reality TV shows are such a big thing. People enjoy this, like...
Oh, they get hooked on it.
Yeah, they get hooked. It's like a drug. They enjoy watching other people in distress because they're like, what's happening with this? What's happening with that? What's happening with this? What's happening with that? That's why...
Oh, I know a lot of those people who love that stuff. For instance,
Chase Hudson, he's like... Basically, like, low-key, I thought he fell off, but he's, like, come back now because, like, there's drama between him, Charlie, and Landon Barker. And he resurfaced completely.
Yeah, and he's, like, I mean, if you look at his latest music streams, it's insane.
It's huge.
He's literally, like, his people are like, wow, he really said that about this person or whatever. He's, like, he's accusing, like, Charlie D'Amelio of doing this or whatever. It's, like...
It draws
even, like, the drama that was on, like... Instagram and TikTok prior to the song release, even that pushed like the anticipation.
Yeah.
You good over there, Tyler? What? You good over there? Yeah, I'm trying to turn this off. Oh, you just pull the power cord out in the back. Just pull it out. There you go. So yeah, I just, it's just something that I've tried my best to just stay out of because I'm 29.
Yeah.
Like I'm going to be 30 in a couple months. I don't want to be...
Damn, that's crazy.
I don't want to be having to like worry about drama going on between 17-year-olds or 16-year-olds and their parents. Exactly. You shouldn't have to.
You should, like, one, like, you shouldn't have to. I feel like kids shouldn't have to either, especially with the parents. Like,
yeah. I mean, I wish that people would sort of just like understand that there are so many more... beneficial things that they could be doing with their time.
Yes.
No, like it's, I mean, I guarantee if I go on Instagram right now and like just search for something.
Easy.
It's, but yeah, I mean, you'll like, I'll scroll like two posts and I'll be like, oh, this person said this. Yeah. This person said that. Oh, what's the latest news on all this drama?
Yeah.
And I really wish that, and it's like, and like I mentioned earlier, I guarantee when everyone's like old enough and 18 and their parents aren't as involved with their careers or whatever, they'll be able to make their own decisions. Yeah. They'll be able to say, yes, I'm going to go hang out this person who supposedly burned the bridge 3-4 years ago. It won't matter.
It won't matter because like they have a mind of their own. They're not really brainwashed by their parents anymore. Because like I hate to say it. Sometimes,
but even like people now, it's like, okay, cool. Like when I turned 18, like you just sort of understand, like, okay, I can kind of do, I can do what I want.
You better get a sip of that water.
Jake just walked in. Is that my cup? Yeah, but it's fine. You can use it. Yeah, no, it's fine. It's clean.
It looks just like my cup.
Oh, really? Yeah. No, I brought it this morning because I made a smoothie.
You borrowed it?
I brought it.
You bring a lot of stuff to this house, Brian.
Yes, and then I instantly regret it. Dude, you don't want to know why? Because this house is a black hole.
Dead ass.
This house is a black hole, Jake. Dude, it is. No, it literally is.
This house, I have lost an insane amount of fucking items in this house. Like,
that's why I'm so like adamant about like, okay, I put this here. Wait, hold on, let me guess. I put this here. I expect it to be here. That's why I put a lock on the door. Listen, well, I mean, the key's out there, but it doesn't matter.
I obviously contribute. I just took your cup, Brian. I'm really sorry about that.
That's okay.
But
at least I know where it is.
If you want, yes. And if you'd like it back, you can have it back. I'm not going to like give it to the dogs to chew on or some shit like a lot of the other things that get lost around here.
Dude, I know.
No, it disappears for like 2-3 months and then all of a sudden you just find it just sitting in a corner. You're just like there. I'm like, oh, that's where that went.
Okay. No, for real. I'll remember it'd be like, because I have like a lot of like my own like gear and equipment here. And then I have a lot of stuff at my place.
Yeah, you do keep a lot of shit here.
But no, so like the stuff that's over there, like I have probably 3 times that at my apartment. But it's like fairly organized. And
I haven't been to like your apartment in a while. And when I went to your apartment last, it was before you had moved. So
yeah, I think I opened this for you guys. You can just kind of dump it upside down. It might work.
You got it.
That stuff is great. Celsius, please sponsor me.
Dude, or us. I love Celsius so much.
It's funny, I DM'd them from Gavin's Instagram like probably 2 years ago. Because remember in the goat room at your old house where we had that little mini fridge and we would like just stock it with Celsius.
Yes.
And we get like the big cans of Celsius Heat.
Yeah.
We would fight over those things, remember?
Wait, do they still sell Celsius Heat?
That's Celsius Heat in powder form right there.
But do they sell the canned ones?
Yes, they do.
What? Where?
Like GNCs or like gyms or
better be able to try that.
You'll get some, don't worry.
Yeah, it was supposed to be your
It's really good. But yeah, so like that, like the powder, I bought it. It came like a packet of like 10 of those little powder packs.
Damn, that's good.
Right?
That's crazy.
It's basically pre-workout.
For a powder, that's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
whoa.
Yeah, right? Isn't it good?
Like G Fuel. Okay, so G Fuel, when I have G Fuel, like I have to have in smaller amounts than that because literally it makes me tweak. But.
Dude, facts. That's, like, it's dead ass.
Like, I don't know how Gavin does that shit.
He drank it two times the other day, and he had two scoops each time.
I don't understand. Dude, I don't understand that.
When I drink
when I have a whole thing, I'm jittering.
It's a sugar rush.
It's bro.
It's definition. Nice for when you want to go work out, though. I'm not going to lie.
At your old house in Arcadia, I would have, when I was editing in that back room, when I had my desk in, like, the goat room in that back corner from where the two birds.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And I would have, okay, I really need to work hard for the next couple hours. I would just, like, crack open a Celsius Heat.
Bro, and I remember I'd go in there to like watch Netflix or something, like while you work with your headphones on and shit.
Yeah.
Or to watch like a series while you were in there waiting for shit to upload. Yeah. And I'd be like, can I have a Celsius Heat? And crack that shit open. I forget what flavors they were though. I forgot they were a thing. Like,
well, yeah. You know, we'd buy like 10 at a time.
God, that was so long ago. Because it's weird. I still drink normal Celsius. I just haven't seen the heats in a while.
Yeah, well, because, like, you have to buy them at, like, a specific store. Like, GNC sells it. You can't find it at, like, a Ralph's or
you know
Target
where
or
I think you can find... You know where the parking show for Tuner Friday always was with the that vitamin shop? I feel like it's in there.
Yeah, Vitamin Shop.
Vitamin Shop's in, like,
GNC, Complete like Nutrition.
Like that. They have, like, a lot of those drinks. That's where they also have the Primes and shit. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Back before Primes were like back in stock and shit in like normal stores.
Yeah. You found it in the vitamin shop.
They were always in the vitamin shop.
Dude, remember when cause back to the point where you would like come in the room and I was like working or whatever and you would just like watch Netflix or you'd watch those fishing videos.
Oh bro.
Oh my god.
Yeah, because we had the fish tank.
Yeah.
We had the golden arowana and everything.
Dude, you and I made so many trips to PetSmart.
Dude, they knew us at PetSmart. They'd be like back again because we'd come like three times in
or
a day.
Or to Reptile Island. Whenever we'd be working and I'd move my desk like into the house in that middle room. Mm-hmm. And whenever I was like living there temporarily for a couple months and I brought my TV and we watched Breaking Bad there.
Dude, you got me into Breaking Bad. Cause I remember my dad used to watch it.
You gotta watch Better Call Saul. Have you seen it?
I'm like a little bit into it. I'm like a season into it, I think.
There's six seasons.
Yeah. So I'm not very
The last two
it.
Episodes are next Monday and the following Monday. Of the entire show.
The last two?
Yeah.
Shit. Is it supposed to be... How far are you? Are you like right
I'm caught up.
The new ones?
I'm caught up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is it crazy? Like, does it get crazy?
It's really good. Yeah, you'll get hooked. There's so many people in it from Breaking Bad.
Because I feel like the beginning's really...
It's a little slow.
It's a little
because
slow.
It's a prequel, but like there's a lot of characters.
I left off where he meets Gus.
Gus is in there. Mike is in there. Tuco's in there. Do you want me to spoil... Can I spoil it?
You're gonna spoil it
for everyone. Can I spoil... But the episode's already out. I mean, the latest episode.
I mean, I guess, yeah.
Walter and Jesse are in it.
Really?
Yeah, they were in the latest episode. Jesse.
You got to stop.
Aaron
stop,
Paul
stop,
aged,
stop,
bro.
Stop.
I'm sorry
oh
for the spoilers.
Oh, my God, bro.
I'm sorry.
Dude, that just...
So now you have to watch it.
Have you watched El Camino?
No, I need to watch that. As soon as I finish Better Call Saul, I'm going to watch El Camino.
I watched Better Call Saul. Like, I started watching Better Call Saul and then instantly went to El Camino because I was like, you know, I might as well watch the movie first. It's, like, right after Breaking Bad anyway, so.
Well, yeah. I mean, because I rewatched Breaking Bad recently and then I immediately started Better Call Saul. I highly recommend doing that.
That's what I did. That's why I started watching, like, El Camino and because I rewatched the whole thing of Breaking Bad. Like, it was a few months ago, but.
Yeah, bro. Aaron Paul aged. Well, like, Bryan Cranston looks the exact same. Mm-hmm. Literally.
I can never watch, like, binge watch stuff unless I'm either really hooked or I watch it with someone first. Like, for you put me on shows. Oh, shit.
For you put me on shows because, like, fucking, I can't, I don't know. I just, if I'm sitting alone and I want to start something by myself, I, like, I look at the time and I feel so unproductive.
I go through phases where I'll like watch a bunch of shows.
Yeah.
But then I'll be like, all right, this is too long. I need something shorter. And I'll watch a bunch of movies. Oh, and then I'll be like, okay, I need something longer. So and I'll go back to shows.
I don't know why. I just like even video games. Like I don't even play video games anymore.
I really
haven't
don't.
Played video games.
Like, I have a long time. I have a Switch. I have an Xbox, and I haven't touched it in probably 2 years.
Yeah. I have my Xbox in there too. And people always come in and say, hey, can we play your Xbox?
When we start traveling with Gavin, I'll take my Switch.
Dude, I've never played a Switch.
I'll play it on the airplane.
I've never played a Switch. You can play it on an airplane?
You can play Switch on an airplane?
Yeah, you buy the games, I think. Right?
Bro, I want... dude,
you it's know a little... What? It's like a little thing you hold.
Dude, when I... When yeah, I, but... When I'm older, I want one of those, like, old... Like, I want a 3DS and I want a fucking
have you seen,
Pokemon.
Have you seen... Have you seen...
I want a 3DS and I want the Pokemon.
No, have you seen...
I want the... Yeah, you know,
like, literally, if you look at... like, you've seen Juice's documentary, right? On HBO. Yeah. He has literally... Don't spill that.
It's close.
He literally has on the plane a little Switch with him. Wait, I mean, granted, he's doing drugs off of it, but that's not the point.
He had a Switch?
He had a Nintendo Switch. Yeah.
Oh, he was doing drugs off it?
Yes.
Damn.
I mean, it's on HBO.
That's fucked up, man.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Juice, dude.
Yeah.
Dude,
I've been listening to Juice lately.
It's funny because whenever I... like first like was really around Gavin a lot, he would listen to Juice all the time, and Gavin's I would get like, sick of it. I would get sick of it.
Everyone got sick of it. No, even me, and I loved but then Juice ever, World. I showed him Juice World.
But then ever since I watched Juice's documentary, I was like, damn, I have a newfound respect for this guy. I've been listening to his music nonstop.
Like
all of his like last albums and everything.
Yeah, bro, you know how I first figured out about him?
Yeah.
It was crazy. So to me, it's crazy at least. Like this is my personal like, story with how I figured out about Juice WRLD and like how I feel about Juice WRLD. So I was in, I think, 6th or 7th grade, and this was like when he wasn't on song. He was on Spotify at all.
Yeah.
He had, I think, one song on Spotify, and it was that really old one.
And was he on SoundCloud at the time?
Yeah, he was on SoundCloud, and he was having like circulated shit on like YouTube and shit with, because he was like linked with like XXXTentacion and shit, mm-hmm. and like. I completely butchered his name. Sorry about that. But
could have just said X.
Yeah, I know. That's my bad. But I had my AirPods in and shit. This was before AirPods were a thing. What the fuck? This is when like literally
the cord.
iPhones hadn't even evolved yet. And there were no AirPods. AirPods were not.
It was all like the little headphones that the white ones.
It was the white corded headphones. And I was listening and I was plugged into the Chromebooks.
Bro, ever since those came out, I would never buy like any other headphones, because for whatever reason I like those the best. They fit the best.
I do too,
and they sounded good too.
I agree. Like I can work out with those too. I feel like the AirPods fall out when I work out. But
yeah,
what I was saying is that I was doing like a science project in class and shit, and I was just I had another tab open on my shit, and like I was just playing X music, and all of a sudden this song pops up, and it's like and it starts playing. It's like I had these lucid dreams.
Yeah.
It was Lucid Dreams. Like first time ever hearing it. It was before like. It was like put out on Spotify and shit, and like it was like I was like, what the fuck, like who is this? And I started like trying to listen to him and shit a lot. And then I really started listening to him back when PewDiePie was really fucking big. Really fucking big. And he like used a clip with one of Juice's songs, and I was like, yo Gavin, do you know who this is? Like, because I was like he's a really good singer or whatever. And he was like, no, like he didn't really listen to like X, like Juice or anything back then. He was like big Justin Bieber fan.
Yeah.
And I introduced him to him. And ever since then, like, especially after he died, like, Gavin's just listening.
Bro,
so
I remember
much.
That
Gavin's
day.
That's the definition of a hard, hardcore Juice WRLD fan.
Oh, dude, I remember the day that he died, or the day that it was like that everyone found out about it. I was like on the way to your house back in Arcadia, and your mom called me. She was like, hey, like, I don't know how Gavin's going to be today because Juice died. And I was like, oh wow, this is gonna like, because at the time I didn't have the respect and the respect for him that I did now. Not the respect, but like I didn't know him.
You didn't really understand him.
Yeah, I didn't understand him as who he was and like his talent, and like obviously now he's like.
And it's like for some people, like some artists do have a
like,
have
that
an emotional
was,
link with their music
yeah.
to their fans. And I feel that. That's how it was with X for me.
Yeah,
because that's why I listen to X all the time. That's how I figured out about Juice. Like,
yeah.
That was back in the days when I was, like, just sitting in my room, like, lonely as fuck. I had no friends. Like, I listened to X all the time. And it wasn't just because I was, like, oh, I like sad music. It was, like, I enjoyed listening to his music. Like, mm-hmm. it made me feel good and shit. I don't know why, but, like, I don't know. Like, I can understand, like, how Gavin felt with when Drew's passed. No. Like, I mean, that shit was heartbreaking.
And Gavin's had, like, a huge influence on the music that I listen to. Mm-hmm. He gives me shit about all, like, the EDM that I listen to, but it's whatever, you know?
Yeah. Everyone has a...
I go through phases where I'll listen to a lot of, like, EDM, and then I'll listen to, like, a lot of, like, just, like, MGK, and, like, then, like, Post Malone, Kid Laroi, and, like, just Juice, and even, like, I was listening to, like, Polo G at some point, and, like... But other than that, I mean, I don't really go too far into the hip-hop space. I mean, hip-hop rap space, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
But
you like lyrical rap?
Yeah.
Like, more melodic stuff.
Like, yeah, melodic like, stuff. I'm sorry. Yeet, I can't.
I fucking hate Yeet. I'm sorry.
I cannot listen to that, man.
I'm sorry, bro.
You got put on. You got forcefully like put
him,
into that.
And I respectfully you got taken say into a cult that case. I cannot listen to it.
I got brainwashed.
Dude, he hated
it.
He hated
I'm sorry, but I can't understand a damn word that he says.
No, Jacob had the exact same
opinion.
You
know what's crazy? I genuinely think it's a cult. I really do.
Listen, I
believe Yeet is a cult. Listen.
Yeah.
First off, what the fuck's Yeet? Who names himself that? Right?
I mean...
Second off...
Yeah, I don't know.
Second off, I did not like Yeet. I had never liked Yeet. Gavin loved him. I was like, I don't fucking get it.
When I heard the term Yeet, it's to, like, throw something.
And the songs I like I listen to now by Yeet, I used to fucking hate by him. Like, I used to be like, I don't get it. I don't understand what the fuck he's saying. It's gibberish. Like, how do you like this shit and listen to this over Juice WRLD or, like, other artists? And he was like, bro, you just don't understand it. And, like, slowly after he was just continually, like, listening to it around me... like one day I just started listening to Yeet and I was like,
all of his songs sound the same.
And now I feel like I understand it.
They all sound the same. They have those gongs in them or the bells or whatever. Like,
you know
it sounds the same.
You know how I know you got brainwashed? It's because I spent the night for like two nights in a row.
It sounds like a ripoff trip.
And both days, Gavin was just playing it as loud as he could and annoying the shit out of you with it. Until you finally like, you know what?
I think Yeet sold his soul. I think if there's any rapper, any artist that I can say...
Isn't he signed?
Sold their soul, it was him.
Who did he sign with?
I have no fucking clue.
Yeah, he grew up in our area. He grew up in
Riverside, bro. That's crazy.
Yeah, like Riverside and then like...
I've never heard Irvine of like a, someone getting that crazy big from Orange County.
Yeah, for real. Like, it's like weird. Yeah.
When you think of Orange County, I feel like you think of like business associates and like car dealerships and all that.
Dude, I feel like OC, like I feel like it doesn't... I don't know. I feel like... People, like, don't really, like, strive out of, like, their comfort zone in OC.
No, OC is like a bubble. It literally is a bubble.
Definitely. Well, we were talking about this
people
yesterday.
Don't like to venture outside of it.
One thing I've learned, especially today, is to get AC units in here.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It is dying. I agree. We'll have them for the next time.
Yeah, yes. We will. I think that is the sign to...
Yeah, well, and I'm sure once Teresa watches this, she'll have way more to give you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Me.
She's going to come out. She's going to be like, what the fuck? You guys could have
You didn't even
this.
Ask him the good stuff.
Like, yeah. You're right. I should have put
You told
Brian
me
on
yesterday
spot.
You were going to dig into my past, and I'm like, oh, boy.
I was going to.
We were going to.
But I don't have the resources right now because mother's gone. But
okay. Part two.
Prayers to her right now. But, yeah, thank you guys so much for listening and tuning in to NFG. And the audio-only version especially, make sure to go to the YouTube channel, like, comment, and subscribe on there. Turn on post notifications, and make sure to listen here as well. And we will see you in the next one.
Thank you for having me.
Bye.
Bye.